This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting in Ukraine grinds on after the country marked a year since Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian soldiers fire off Soviet-era Grad rockets at Russian positions in the northeast province of Kharkiv. Here, tense battles are continuing between Russian and Ukrainian forces. One Ukrainian soldier, called Vitaly, told the AP fighting is fierce along the front line and that positions change every day. Part of the Kharkiv region is still under Russian control. Standing in a forest several kilometers from fighting positions, a priest sprinkled water to bless the soldiers of Ukraine's 14th Separate Mechanized Brigade. The brigade also took part in a ceremony where some were given medals for bravery, an attempt to boost morale as the war stretched on with no clear end in sight. I'm Karen Chamas.
Canadian anti-war protesters gathered in Vancouver blaming NATO for fueling the Ukraine crisis by constantly sending weapons while calling for peace talks to settle the year-long conflict. Those like Janine Solanke say that Canada is only sending billions of dollars in resources to Ukraine in order to meet its NATO obligation and appease the United States.
There is country after country in every region of the world that has faced wars, occupations, coups, military interventions, sanctions at the hand of the United States.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared that Russia must lose in Ukraine and said its forces could be defeated this year. Zelensky also pushed for more sanctions pressure on Russia after the UK, US, and European Union all announced new measures aimed at further choking off funding and support for Moscow. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds gathered in Washington, D.C. Saturday to protest the invasion of Ukraine and demand further aid from the U.S. on the one-year anniversary of the war. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Ukrainians living in the United States were joined by people from across the globe in rejecting Moscow's aggression toward Ukraine Saturday. The Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, Oksana Markarova, noted that Ukraine on Friday had marked the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion.
But we are not talking about that today. We are talking about 365 days of heroic, almost impossible fight. Ukrainians put defending our homes, loved ones, our independence, our dignity, our sovereignty, freedom and democracy.
Russian troops have destroyed Ukrainian cities, set a third of the population to flight, and left streets littered with corpses in towns they occupied and lost. Moscow calls the war a special military operation and denies committing war crimes. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Vote counting began Saturday in Nigeria after voters came out for the general election with three frontrunners vying to govern Africa's most populous country. A total of 87.2 million people were eligible to vote for the president's successor, as well as a new vice president and members of the new National Assembly at around 176,000 polling stations nationwide. Voter Uzuma expressed his frustration with the process.
This particular time, we need to come out and vote because we need a new Nigeria. We need to change a lot of things.
A powerful winter storm that swept the West Coast with flooding and frigid temperatures has shifted to Southern California in the U.S., swelling rivers to dangerous levels and dropping snow in even low-lying areas around Los Angeles. The National Weather Service said Saturday that it was one of the strongest storms to ever hit Southwest California, and even as the volume of wind and rain drop, it continues to have significant impact, including snowfall down to elevations as low as 1,000 feet. Hills and around suburban Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, are blanketed in white, and snow has surprised suburbs in the east. Mexico is undergoing a fevered competition among states to win a potential Tesla facility, and jostling reminiscent of what happens among U.S. cities and states vying to win investments from tech companies. Mexican governors have gone to loopy extremes like putting up billboards, creating special car lanes, or creating mock-ups of Tesla ads for their states. There's no guarantee Tesla will build a full-fledged factory there. Nothing is announced. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.